Here at 33rd and New Jersey here in Indianapolis, there is a garden here which is called Grassroot Community Garden. And this is a smaller one than the one last week. But we have a group of youth here, and I'm going to ask them their name, city, and what church they're from and what they're currently doing.
Okay. My name is Casey, and I'm from Grand Haven, Michigan. And right now we're just like pulling off the weeds and stuff off the fence.
All right.
I'm Logan. I'm from Grand Haven. I'm St. Patrick's, and we're just pulling weeds from the fence.
All right.
My name is Natasha. I'm also from Grand Haven, and we're just pulling weeds, yeah. I guess.
You're from the same church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How old are you?
13.
All right.
I'm Mackenzie. I go to St. Patrick's Church in Grand Haven, Michigan, and right now we're pulling plants off of the fence.
Okay. Hopefully the weeds.
I'm Corey Lunsford from St. Patrick's, Grand Haven, Michigan, and right now we're clearing off the fence of weeds or to help the garden.
All right.
I'm Addie. I live in Grand Haven, Michigan, and I go to St. Patrick's Church.
All right.
Hi, I'm TC. I am the middle school minister at St. Pat's Church, and so I'm here hanging out with these middle schoolers, having fun cleaning up this garden here.
Yeah. Are you from St. Patrick's?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I'm Paige. I go to St. Pat's Church, and I'm from Grand Haven, Michigan, and we're just helping the tree get the growth stuff all off of it.
Good.
I'm Carmen from Grand Haven, Michigan. I go to St. Pat's, and we're getting like the stumps out from the trees.
I'm Corinne. I'm from St. Pat's. I go to Grand Haven, Michigan, and we're just pulling off the weeds from the tree.
Yeah. Okay, and we have the group leader here, so introduce yourself, please, sir.
Hi, I'm Jerry. I'm from the St. Pat's St. Anthony Catholic Church, and we're here at the Grassroots Garden, and we are cleaning brush from along the fence to help beautify the neighborhood.
Yes. Yeah, and so just want to share with all of you and also with our listeners that this grassroots garden is actually also offered to some refugees that came from other countries. And as you know, for the refugees, you are called refugee if you cannot go back to your country. And they have to stay in a refugee camp at the second country for several years. It could be as long as 7 years. Then later on, they are reevaluated to see if they can go back. If they cannot go back to their own country, then they are sent to United States and also to other countries. But the importance of what we're doing here, of course, it helps, you know, beautify the neighborhood and at the same time harvest. But most especially for the refugees that work here, it actually give them liberty, give them some kind of healing from the years of, it could be abuse, from the years of fear. Then they're able to till the land, because especially the Burmese, most of them are farmers. So for them to really just, you know, get their hands on the ground, it's really healing for them. So again, that's part of it. The physical appearance is good, and the fruits and the harvest, but most especially, you're actually part of the healing process of some people who are less fortunate. So I would like to thank you. And so for our listeners, you know, if you would like to visit these gardens, we do have, this one is a 1-acre garden at the intersection of 33rd and New Jersey. And then there's another one, which is a bigger one, around 6 acres, which is at near Lafayette Square Mall. So if you want to just come, take a look at it, or help out, just come on over. God bless you.